events, occasionally telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Again.
Oh,
you're up in your room, figuring out what to do. Even though it's no use, it's all in your head. You never tie in the end, caught up in exposed thread. And it wouldn't stay the same, but you let it go too far. And it could
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, and the last song was Candlelight by the band Pal off of their, I guess you could call it compilation album, Dancing / I Am Not a Burden / Peace and Love. It's like three EPs, I guess, that they put out previously. Before that was Diary by Cootie Catcher off of Shy at First. Before that, Reciprocate by Them Airs off of Union Suit XL. And the first of those four songs was Big Hill by Still Depths off of their album Best Plan for Your Life. And I believe I gotta get the timing of this correct, but they have an album out, I believe, July 18th, which for me is the future, but for you listening to this, should not be. So check that out. I forget the name of it, but yeah, that's coming out. They've released three singles off of it so far. I've played a couple of them on the show, and they're good. And I also saw them play live on the Preoccupations tour, and they're really terrific. Really impressive, actually. They also had a session with CJLO previously, I think back earlier this year. So that's also something worth checking out. But it does kind of, it falls in like a weird, awkward in-between of their albums and then their live performance, because their live performance was really incredible. I mean, I love Best Plan for Your Life. It's a really terrific album. When I was listening to that a ton a few months ago, I just get so wound up listening to it. And that comes across in their live performance. But then the slight irony of like confining them to a box to like record a semi live set, is that that gets kind of constrained. But anyway, I'm still really looking forward to their album that they've got coming out. Sure. I should know the name, but, I don't. Anyway. Coming up next is going to be Clothesline from Hell. I really struggled trying to figure out what to play around this. And it kind of made me disappointed because, like, listening to Clothesline's old material, it's terrific. Like, the first two EPs that he put out, albums, EPs, I don't know. They also remind me slightly of the direction that They Are Gutting a Body of Water went, or kind of thinking, like, oh, I could have gone that angle instead. And they're also releasing an album in the near future. Released a single today, I think. Anyway, this is Clothesline. I like this song a lot. Look at that, birds. Thank you.
Fall out, you know, you know, you know.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm RA. This show is past tense, and sometimes when I say the station tags, I think I'll have said them out of order. Maybe I did. Maybe sometimes I do. But that last song was Dinner by Memory Card off of As the Deer. Before that, Confuso by Guandu off of their album No-Fi. And before that, Beaten Path by Clothesline from Hell off of Something Nothing. And yeah, I played that song way back on probably the first an episode during like the first year of this show. And I've got this soft rule of not replaying songs, but lately I've been breaking that just because sometimes some of my favorite songs end up being kind of barred from me, and then I realize, oh yeah, I've been running this show for 5 years, so it's not like someone's going to hear a song that I played like 5 years ago and think, man, what a hack. Maybe you do, but yeah, lately I've just also been more on top of things in terms of like new releases and that sort of thing, which feels good, to be fair. I mean, the show's name used to be kind of a joke about being kind of stuck in the past when it came to music, like playing a lot of 80s noise rock, 90s math rock and stuff like that, but also like a play on being beyond anxious, as in past tense, beyond tense. Playing a lot of emotionally charged stuff, I guess. Or anxious music, I guess I could say. If it sounds like I'm running on fumes, it's because it's like almost 30 degrees in my apartment. Recording this midday, which is unusual for me. But I'm out of town when this is supposed to air. So, no doing it on the Sunday before. Yeah. Anyway, the stuff coming up next is going to be more rocky, let's call it that. This next one is, I guess, dream pop. Whatever.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Let me get a good look at you first.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show's past tense, and the last song was Fuzz by Yalele off of Birdhouse in Conduit. Before that, Easy by Bleary Eyed off of their soon-to-be-released album, Easy. And then the first of those three songs was The New Nostalgia by Mean Red Spiders off of their album Still Life Fast Moving. And I said this half hour would be rocky, but that first three was more fuzzy, I'd say. I definitely say that Yalele track especially was not conventional rock at all. Should mention the Bleary Eyed album. I'm pretty excited about that. Three singles have been released off of it. You heard the title one. I think that was the most recent. But that's going to be releasing on July 25th, and those guys are going to be playing here in Montreal on the 26th of August. So, more than a month out, but still it's going to happen. They're going to be playing alongside Body Wash and Fleeting Colors, so that should be a really good show. And I've seen Bleary Eyed has played here twice before. I caught them once before, only one of those times, and they were terrific, like a really, really fantastic show. So yeah, this time they're going to be playing at CASA, again, August 26th. With Body Wash, Fleeting Colors. Interesting to note about that Yalele album, Birdhouse and Conduit, that's one that came out last fall. It's a really interesting one because it's based off of a bunch of photos, well, in part based off of a bunch of photos that Francis Lyons, the guy behind Yalele, got from an estate sale or something like that. So he also has a bunch of them, like scans of these photos up on his website. There's a little thing that will like make a random order collection of photos from that larger collection if you click on a button. I'm explaining it very poorly, but if you go to circlechange.net, you can click through enough links and hopefully find something related to that for Birdhouse and Conduit. But my whole reason of bringing this up, I've listened to Yalele for quite a long time and heard like the shift from his older material to his newer material, and he still keeps like a really unique something about him in the music. And the best way I've heard that put so far was someone describing visual art, but how an artist will often shift from being defined by their subject to being defined by their perspective. And I feel the shift towards Birdhouse and Conduit, where it is literally about looking at photographs, is a really interesting way to look at that. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is Past Tense, and the last song was Moron Part 2 by Avlov off of their album Buds. Before that, Never Leave by Weed off of Running Back. And the first of the three songs was Irrelevant Skeletons by Plainclothes off of their album Dog Logic. That's one... That album, or well, EP, whatever. I guess I hate the distinction between these things because sometimes an EP is two songs, sometimes an EP is five songs, sometimes an album? What is that? Now is not the time to be thinking, though. But I really love Dog Logic. That's an album I listen to a ton whenever the summer, the spring roll around. And it feels only like I can listen to it then. It's also one that I had mentioned before, I try not to replay stuff, but the last time I played that song was years ago. So, yeah, happy to have it back in there now. Similarly, in terms of past listening, that app, Avlov song, I was kind of surprised that I hadn't played it on the show before, considering I'd listened to it and that album a ton last summer, actually during my previous trip back to Thunder Bay. Yeah, and I was, yeah, really surprised to see that I hadn't slipped that in somewhere. But I guess I had, like, a hard drive failure towards the end of the summer, and so that kind of took me out of things for a bit. And then, you know, when I started making shows with new material again, it wasn't really the same summer feeling as from, you know, a half year before. So I guess it makes sense. And it's nice to revisit it now and kind of reflect back on the previous year. I feel like, yeah, it's nice to have stuff like that. It's kind of like a touchstone to a previous time. Maybe that'll be an additional part of the whole past tense pun thing going on here. I guess that's not so much a pun, but just like a hidden meaning. But it's not. That's not what I was thinking when I named the show some 5.5 years ago. Yeah. But I'm also thinking about the material that's going to go into my iPod for road tripping. And I think that, yeah, that Avlov album is definitely already on there, but kind of in it tonight, I have to start adding some material. Anyway, there's one more song, and that'll be the end of the hour. This one is going to be Heavy Head by Thinking Fellers Union Local 282 off of The Funeral Pudding.
24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Ivoe and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For